Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, "The church must this year don glory." He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago, and we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message He gave me.
God's got an angel, a guardian angel, wooing you to God, and the devil's got his angel. It's their business to blind your mind. They sit there like this. That's why you got to cast them off people when you deal with them. Now, are you alive? No. No, he's dead. He has blind mind. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, because he's scared to death something's going to happen. There's something he's scared is going to happen. What's he scared of? Now let's read it. Let's make sure we get it right. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. That one filled with the presence of God that'll get you back to the glory. Yes. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is now the image of God, should shine unto him. So the devil's there. But some Christian came along with a big Bible, cast off the devil, shot the light of the gospel into him. He believed it in his heart. His head thought, this sounds nuts, but it doesn't matter. It's your heart you go with. He believed in his heart. He hooked his mouth up to it. I believe that. Isn't that how you get saved? I believe it. I take Jesus as my Lord. Now look what happened to him. Woo, come on up here, brother. This is big stuff. Now look at verse 6. He got born again. And now, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Remember back when the world was dark and God said, light be. Now this guy's been dark. And that same God who shined in that darkness shines in here. Now look. Verse 6. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts for a purpose. What is it? Let's read it. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The reason he did it was to give us knowledge again of the presence of God, the manifested presence of God, to give us light on it, knowledge and understanding of it. But it's so bright, he had to bounce it off the face of Jesus to us. Hallelujah. Now it's shining. Oh, you should know a lot about glory. That's why he's in there, to give you light on it. Not to give you light on wormhood. You're not called unto wormhood. You're called unto glory. See, we didn't have light on our first thing. We're supposed to know the hope of our calling. If we knew the hope of our calling was glory, we wouldn't get in all that mess. Verse 18. Chapter 3. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul has just been talking about the fact that when the Hebrews read the Bible, they had a veil over them. When they read Moses, they did not understand. But he said, now you don't have any veil over you when you read the Word of God. You got an open face. Now this Word of God here is the story of the glory. And when you look into this mirror, the Word of God, you're supposed to be looking for something. What is it you're supposed to be looking for? Let's read and see. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror, what? The glory of the Lord. Now, when we look into this mirror, we are to be looking for the glory of the Lord. If we do, and look into it like it's a mirror, a marvelous thing will happen to us. We will be changed from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. The one who changes you is not even you yourself. It's the Spirit of the Lord. It is the job of the Holy Ghost in this age to change us from glory to glory to glory to glory. Now, remember that the glory of God is the manifested presence of God. His presence seen, shown forth. Powerful. The Amplified says here, and I would read it, but I don't have time, but just take my word for it. It says, from one degree of glory to another degree. There are degrees of glory. There are degrees of the manifested presence of God. I wondered why it said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Aren't we born again? Sure we are. Don't we have God in us? Yes, we do. But when you're born again, you're only on your first degree of glory. You manifest so much of God, as much as you can stand yourself without it killing you. God loves you so much, you only get as much as you can stand. And in your spirit, washed by the blood of the Lamb, this seed of God and His glory goes in you. But then you're going to have to look in the book, the mirror, for the glory of God. You can't look in there for something to fight about and have this wonderful transformation take place. You can't look in the book for some obscure little verse over in Job that promises you you'll never have nothing and have this transformation take place. But if you look in the book for the glory of the Lord and the presence of the Lord, and you're born again now, and that becomes your mirror, then the Holy Ghost will change you in the same mysterious way you were born again, and He gave you a new birth, a new life. He'll change you from glory to glory. And one day you will manifest a certain amount of the presence of God in your life. But then if we see you a year later, you'll be manifesting another glory, another degree of His presence and power will be manifest through you. Hallelujah. I used to wonder. See, I worked for Brother Kenneth Hagin for 9 years. And I used to wonder why, when I went in his office or he came in mine, he didn't only just come in there, some waves came in there. And they went boom, boom, boom. And my spirit responded to them boom, 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 And I thought, I mustn't begin to think he's God. People tell you that about great leaders in the church. Oh, you're not supposed to think they're God. And then it's been my privilege to know some other older saints of God, some men and some women. And the same thing would happen. Boom, boom, boom. And I didn't understand it until I knew that he's Christ in you, the hope of the manifested presence of God, and that God's presence can be manifest in greater degrees, and greater degrees, and greater degrees, and greater degrees. And some people have looked in the mirror at the glory so long, and they've yielded to the Holy Ghost. See, it's two parts. You got to look in the mirror and yield to the Holy Ghost. You can't say, this as far as I go, I ain't changing. Good enough for my grandpa, good enough for me. It's time for change. Look in the book at the glory and yield to the Holy Ghost and let him change you and change you and change you so that it will be safe for you to manifest lots of God's presence without it destroying you. Did you know that Mark chapter 16 speaks of the church and says that believers should walk about, and when they lay their hands on any sick, they recover. Boom! Glory drove out that disease. Doesn't even mention faith there on the part of the recipient. Now, that faith is important when you're receiving healing by faith, but this is a different thing here. God spoke of the church being glorious and manifesting his presence, and sickness and disease and devils flee from the presence of God, but we never manifested enough of his glory, and we still don't. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God, my God. We need to yield to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We continue tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again, and you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.